From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. BP has lowered into place a new cap on the blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico. It expects to start testing tomorrow to see if the cap can stop the flow of oil from the well. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
At one point, BP and the federal government had decided it would be just too risky to try sealing off the top of the well. They were worried there's damage in the well someplace far below the seafloor. But they've changed their minds. Scientists have devised some tests that will allow them to shut the well slowly and test its condition by measuring the pressure inside. Those tests will take from 6 to 48 hours to complete, a BP official says. And if they're successful, they'll keep the valves shut and oil will stop flowing into the Gulf. Otherwise, they'll put new systems in place to capture the oil in ships at the surface. Richard Harris, NPR News.
The Obama administration is out with a new moratorium on deepwater offshore drilling. The moratorium coming on the heels of a federal appeals court ruling that rejected the government's efforts to restore its initial moratorium. Unlike the previous restriction, the new one will mention no water depth. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says while officials are aware of the economic consequences of such a move, caution is warranted given the ongoing BP spill in the Gulf.
The president has and continues to believe that we have to be careful with what we're doing, given the uncertainty around what happened 84 days ago.
Proposed new moratorium will run through November. FBI will assist in the investigation of Sunday's terrorist bombings in Uganda. President Obama spoke today by telephone with that country's president, offering condolences for the deadly attacks. We get more from NPR's Scott Horsley.
The Al-Qaeda-linked group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the bombings. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs notes one of the deadly explosions struck at an outdoor screening of the World Cup.
Who they seek to kill, innocent people, just as the continent of Africa, just as the country of South Africa shows the world what it had built, I think speaks volumes to the hateful motives of those looking only to destroy rather than to build.
Gibbs says while there's been no definitive conclusion about responsibility, Al-Shabaab has a history of making threats against Uganda for sending peacekeeping troops into Somalia. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.
Authorities in Albuquerque, New Mexico are continuing to investigate a workplace shooting which has left a total of three people, including the suspected gunman dead and a number of others wounded. Police say the shooting took place at a fiber optics plant. It appeared to be an incident of domestic violence. Officials say the 37-year-old gunman was a former employee at the EMCOR plant, which makes components that allow voice, video, and data transmission over fiber optic lines. The company also makes solar power systems for satellite and ground-based systems. Slight lack of direction as Wall Street begins a new trading week. Stocks were mixed as investors look for a clear pattern in a string of earnings reports due out this week. The Dow was up 18 points to close at 10,216. The Nasdaq closed up just under 2 points. This is NPR. A program that provides tax breaks to companies who hire the long-term jobless is being credited with helping add some 4.5 million workers to the employment rolls. That's according to the Transportation Department, which says it's unclear how many of those jobs would have been added without the incentive. President Obama signed a law back in March that provides a break on the 6% Social Security payroll tax through December for firms that hire people who've been unemployed for at least 60 days. Employers also get a $1,000 tax credit for those workers who remain on the job for a full year. Apple has already sold millions of its latest iPhones since sales began last month, but customers have complained about poor reception and dropped calls. And today, Consumer Reports magazine said it can't recommend the phone to consumers. NPR's Brett Neely reports.
Apple has blamed faulty software for the reception issues and promised a fix. But in a video posted online, Consumer Reports editor Mike Geekus said a series of tests conducted by the magazine proved it was the phone's antenna, not its software, that was defective.
We can't recommend the iPhone 4 until Apple fixes this design flaw.
The nonprofit Consumer Reports rates thousands of products every year. This is the first time the magazine hasn't recommended a new iPhone. For those who already own one of the phones, which have a starting price of $199, Geekus had this to offer.
We have our own solution for dealing with the problem.
He said a small piece of duct tape applied to the bottom left side of the phone improves its reception. Brett Neely, NPR News, Washington.
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich has indicated he's considering a possible presidential bid in 2012. In an interview with the Associated Press today, Gingrich says he expects to make a decision by early next year. Gingrich says he believes a Republican candidate will be able to defeat President Obama. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.